Anyway, on a slightly perhaps lighter note, there's been some new research out this week which hints at a ray of hope for the battle against malaria, because it seems that an answer might be with us in the rather simple form of mosquito spit. Now, every year, between somewhere around 3 million people die of malaria. This is a really big problem for us. And the search for an effective vaccine against this deadly disease is a huge challenge facing medical researchers today. But scientists already have discovered that the saliva of sand flies, which can protect against another insect-borne disease called leishmaniasis. It's a skin condition. It's, in fact, lots of the soldiers coming back from Iraq apparently are catching this condition from the desert. But now we think, according to a study by Mary Ann McDowell and her team at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in Maryland in the US, they've shown that mice that have been pre-exposed to mosquitoes that haven't got malaria have better protection later on if they are exposed to infected mosquitoes. So mice with this uninfected mosquito saliva in their blood, because they've been bitten by these non-malarial mosquitoes, when they're then put in contact with mosquitoes that do have malaria, it seems that this saliva in their blood has triggered an immune response by increasing the production of these chemicals called cytokines, which are mostly associated with immune cells called T helper 1 cells. It's really, really early days, because we're a really long way off seeing a new anti-malaria vaccine for people based on mosquito spit. But McDowell and her team are already on to the next step in this whole process, and they're hunting for the particular protein that's responsible for this immune response in mice. And then they're going to have to see if it actually works in people as well. But it's an interesting idea that it might help us, as I say, combat this really dreadful disease.
Do you know why I'm a bit sceptical about that, though? Which is that if you go to an area where malaria is endemic and there's a big problem, bits of Africa, if you look at how many mosquitoes are actually carrying malaria, it's really small. I was quite surprised. About 5%, so one mosquito in 20, which means that lots and lots of people will be being bitten by mosquitoes that are not carrying malaria. So you would have thought that this would have a sort of vaccination
effect, like the one
you outlined.
It does a little bit. I mean, this is something that's going to be part of this study, is that people who are exposed to lots of bites from mosquitoes and actually do have some level of protection from it. We thought possibly in the past this was something to do with being exposed to small amounts of the disease building up an immunity over time. But this could actually be almost the explanation for that. So people are still dying from malaria, but there's a greater resistance amongst people who are endemic to malarial regions and have just more mosquito bites in general, because we don't get bitten very much, so we're probably not very immune here in the in England and in America. So,
although we could be if we end up warmer.
Well, that's another thing to think about.
Malaria comes home to roost here.
Could be.
It's certainly a serious problem with 300 million infections every year and 3 million deaths.
It's huge.
It's something we need some progress on pretty rapidly.